Over the centuries, the Bohemian capital has hosted many outstanding scientists from across Europe, among them the German mathematician and astronomer Johannes Kepler. Kepler spent a full 12 years of his life in Prague at the beginning of the 17th century, and it was here that he carried out some of his most important observations. This week, a new museum opens to the public in Prague in the actual house where the astronomer lived some 400 years ago. Pavla Horakova paid it a visit and has this report.
What Poor Astronomers Are They? A period piece by John Dowland, performed at the museum's opening ceremony. Johannes Kepler himself was not a rich man, certainly not in the financial sense of the word, as life in the service of Emperor Rudolf II was not one of plenty. But Kepler's Prague stay was all the richer as far as his work was concerned. Astronomer Jiří Grygar speaking outside the historic building close to Charles Bridge that houses the museum.
Kepler lived in this house in the time when he was finishing the work on the first two laws that were published 400 years ago.
The house in Prague's old town was the last residence of Johannes Kepler and his family in the city. For 5 years he walked from this building across Charles Bridge to the imperial court at Prague Castle. Kepler's years in Prague were the most fruitful period of his life. It was here that he observed a supernova in 1604, the hexagonal structure of snowflakes in 1611, and much more. Mathematician Alena Scholzová specializes in the life and work of Johannes Kepler.
Kepler published during life in Prague more than 30 papers. From them, the most interesting are Astronomia Nova. Kepler published in Prague two optical papers. In the second one, he suggested new telescope, which has today Kepler's name, Kepler's telescope.
The Kepler Museum, commemorating the scientist's years in Prague, is located in No. 4 Karlova Street. It is open every day except Monday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.